Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2 here in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. I just thank God for God being God, and besides him, there is no other. I thank God for his love, grace, and mercy, and just God just being so good to all of us, his children. And we know that God, even he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. He's good to all of us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I want to thank God and give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is soon to come. Amen. Praise God. I thank God also for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For God just making a way out of no way and just being so good to us, you know, giving us the Comforter. Jesus said that he must go away, that the Comforter would be able to come. Praise God. So I just thank God for everything that he has provided for us. Amen. Amen. Above all, his love. Amen. Salvation, deliverance. And, you know, we could just go on and on and on of all of the blessings and great things that God has done for us in our lives and that he continues to do. Praise God. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be lifted up, magnified, and exalted. Praise God. And I just want to thank God so much for our chief apostle, Dr. Ogburn, and her family. I thank God for the woman of God, a great example for us to follow. Just thank God for just being so good, a way maker, bridge over troubled water, friend to the friendless. I tell you, mind regulator, body healer, everything that we need, God is. Praise God. And I also would like to thank God for my husband, Pastor White, pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2 here in Lakeland, Florida. I just thank God for the man of God and the great work that he's doing for the Lord and, you know, the ministry. I just thank God for him. Amen. On the wall and, you know, and not having a mind to come down. Praise God. And thank God for all of our family, our spiritual family, as well as natural family. I just thank God for just being so good, so good, so good. Amen. So good. Amen. A God that could do anything but fail. A God who's on our side, a God, amen, who woke us up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did, made a way out of no way, and continues to do just that. Praise God. So just want everybody to know that God loves you, and especially you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'd like to also offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. Praise God. Amen. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, praise God. Amen. Today, the day of salvation, as the word of God declares. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you can turn your life over to God, over to Christ. Amen. And your life be changed forever. For the better. Praise God. So I offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. Amen. You can be a part of the body of Christ. Amen. The kingdom of God. Amen. And receive eternal life by believing that Jesus Christ died for your sins, my sins, and the sins of the world. That he freely gave his life on the cross of Calvary, and that God raised him from the dead on the third day with all power in his hand. Amen. Praise God. And if you confess it with your mouth that Jesus is the only begotten, spiritual, and he came in the flesh, natural, only begotten Son, of the true and living God, he gave his life for the sins of the world, freely, that he was raised again by God the Father on the third day with all power in his hand, and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, the Bible declares that you are saved. Amen. So we just thank God for salvation on today. God just moving in a mighty way, moving out of the ordinary. Moving, hallelujah, in a way that seems in a way that we don't even fully understand. But because he is God, because he is God, he is on our side. And because he is God, he will reveal the mysteries as we diligently seek him. He will reveal the mysteries of the kingdom. Amen. So let us look unto God. Let us look unto Christ. Let us be guided by the Holy Ghost. As we live this life, it's time to live this life for Christ. Time to live this life for Christ. Amen. Not in our own ways, not in how we feel it should go, but for Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just love the Lord on today. Thanking God for everybody that has tuned in and, you know, tell others about the blog of Sunshine of Faith, heard every weekday, Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. Just tune in and hear a great word from the Lord, encouraging word, expounding word from men and women of God. Amen. And I just want to come and let you know today of an encouraging word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. To let you know that God is on your side. Amen. That I believe we covered this one on Monday. 1 John 4:4. Children, fear them not. For greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Amen. And God really wants us to know that if we are his children, if we are believers in him, that he has come and taken up residence within us. And we know that if Christ has come and taken up residence within our spirit, within our heart, hallelujah, that within our soul, with, you know, and we have turned our lives fully over to him, our thoughts, our actions, our deeds, to be led and guided by the Holy Ghost as to what we should do. If we have done that as a believer in Christ, Christ has come and taken up residence in our hearts and spirits, minds, and our souls. And he is the greatest force. He is the greatest person. He is the greatest, because of God, he is the greatest indweller. Amen. that we can have. And if Christ is on the inside of us, he will help us. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will help us with our decisions. But we do have to seek after him. The Bible declares that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Isn't it time to diligently seek the Lord on today? It's time to diligently seek him. Amen. Praise God. It's time to do the work of the Lord. Praise God. And I know as believers, we do have a mind and a heart to do the work and the will of the Lord. Amen. It might not be a per se a preaching message, but it's a message from God. Amen. And as the word of God says, you know, sometimes we go along our way and we do need to continue concerning certain things to be taught. We have to be taught. And what better message to be taught and to receive than the Word of God, which builds our faith. The Word of God declares faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You know, you can build faith in a lot of different things, but if you want to build faith in God, and we know that as believers, without faith, it's impossible to please him. We've got to hear the word of God. We've got to read and study the word of God. Amen. So, the Christian life is a wonderful life. It's a beautiful life. It's a life that is worth living for Christ, a life lived for Christ that will never, when lived in spirit as well as truth, will never be lived in vain. Amen. Because as a result of living the Christian life, we as believers are reaping the benefits now and in the life to come. Amen. Eternal life. That's one of the greatest. That's one of the greatest rewards of the Christian life. Is to receive the gift of eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. And Christ has afforded us this through his shed blood on Calvary's cross. Amen. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter gender. It doesn't matter race. It doesn't matter nationality, ethnicity, age. It doesn't matter. It says whosoever believeth. That's where we must have faith. Whosoever believeth in him. Believe in him. We must believe who God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, who they are. But in John 3:16, talking about Christ. For God so loved the world, talking about God and Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not be eternally separated from him, should not die and be separated from God and Christ in eternal damnation. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's time to shore up our faith, our belief in Christ, and live in life by showing love, compassion, boldness, truthfulness, honesty, holiness. Hey, there's a lot that we can do. When we live for Christ, there's a lot that we can do. And only what we do for Christ is going to last. We can achieve a lot of accomplishments and accolades and different things in life, and God wants us to work toward goals and things, but in his plan. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11. For God knows the plans that he has for you. For you and Eve, each person in the earth, the plans that he has for you, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you an expected end.
Yeah.
So if the thoughts are not evil, then the expected end is blessed too.
Amen.
Amen. God already let us know that, you know, his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are his ways above ours. Can't even be compared. Amen. Should never even attempt to compare, because our righteousness is but filthy rags. Amen. Praise God. So I just want to give an expounding word today, that God loves you, loves everybody. He doesn't like the sin that's committed, but God loves everybody. And he has a special love for those who have placed their faith and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And before the blog broadcast ends, I want to see if Pastor White has anything to say before we give our points of contact.
Amen. Praise God, saints. Amen. Just so blessed to be a part of what God is doing. Honor our great God on today. Honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Honor the Holy Ghost. Amen. And our great leadership, our chief apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Amen. And all those that are standing with her in the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated. My lovely wife, just heard from. Amen. Co-Pastor Rhonda White. Amen. Amen. Just a wonderful, wonderful encouragement to be able to hear the word of God. Amen. And in reference to our faith and having our faith and exercising our faith. And as Co-Pastor White brought to our attention and through the word of God, is that it's impossible to please him. It's impossible to please God without faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And then our faith without works connected, amen, growing out of it, amen, is dead. So that doesn't help us. And I love how God used Pastor White to bring out that, like he says in Jeremiah 29:11, that, you know, he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards us. You know, thoughts of good and not evil, as they, as she said. Oh man, such a blessing is that. If his thoughts are not evil toward us, then the plan is a blessed plan, and you know, it's there to give us a hope and a future. You know, an expected end. I love that. Hallelujah. You can count on it. Amen. If you're falling in line with God's plan, and you know, so it's just wonderful. The message on today, Pastor, I appreciate it. You being available to hear from God, to feed us the word so wonderfully. It's a blessing because it's so true. I mean, it's just, it is the foundation. Yeah. Of the faith, that we must have faith to please God. Amen. Faith in him. Amen. Hallelujah. So, and if we don't have that, then we're, we're lost. We're not pleasing God, because the word just told us that. Mm-hmm. Amen. And then, as the scripture says, then we are certainly at a point where we're not finding ourselves in the faith.
Amen.
Because of a lack of faith. So I just thank God. I'm going to turn back over to Pastor White. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor White.
Amen.
Amen. That, amen, great expounding and explanation on the Word of God. Amen. And we're going to give our points of contact for Dr. Ogburn, our chief apostle, as well as Pastor White, the numbers that you can dial to reach them, prayer, as well as Christian counseling. Amen. You can reach Dr. Ogburn at at area code 301-732-0461. Area code 301-732-0461. You can reach Pastor White, praise God, at area code 863-712-7498. That number again is area code 863-712-7498. Give them a call. Amen. Woman and the man of God will be glad to speak with you, counsel with you, pray with you. Amen. And I know I often say you may have a word for the woman and the man of God. Amen. Hey, as long as it's from the Lord, I know that they will receive it. Amen. So we just want to thank everybody again for, you know, tuning in to the Blog Radio broadcast here for the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 1 and 2. Number 1 in Baltimore, Maryland. Number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And the number that you can tell a neighbor, tell a friend to listen into the Blog Radio broadcast heard Monday through Saturday, 5:30 p.m. At 5:30 p.m., let the people know that they can tune in. The blog broadcast by dialing 563-999-511. Area code 563-999-3511. And let them know they won't regret it.
Amen.
Amen. And as Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you, so do we.
And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.